Page 106. Listen for main ideas. Exercise B. Listen to part one of this true story and discuss the questions. Part one.
On October 15, 2009, a shocking news story caught the media's attention worldwide. In the state of Colorado, in the western United States, a six-year-old boy named Falcon Heen had somehow taken off in a hot air balloon and was drifting helplessly across the sky. The balloon, which was shaped like a silver-colored flying saucer, was reported to be traveling at an altitude of more than 2,000 meters, and the public was alarmed. Richard Heen, the boy's father, who had built the balloon, said he was handling it when he accidentally lost control and it floated off. When Heen and his wife realized that Falcon was missing, and when Falcon's brother said he had seen Falcon climb into the box that was attached to the balloon, they were very frightened and called for help. Police and TV news helicopters raced to catch up with the balloon while emergency vehicles followed on the ground. Non-stop TV news programs interviewed experts to discuss how to stop the balloon and save the boy. On the internet, bloggers and members of social networking sites referred to Falcon as Balloon Boy, and their posts were filled with speculation about what had happened. More people used Google to search for Balloon Boy that day than for any other topic. And the events were a source of discussion at schools, workplaces, and dinner tables. The balloon traveled for almost 100 kilometers toward the city of Denver, and the Denver airport was closed down. The balloon finally landed on the ground after having flown for about 2 hours. But when emergency vehicles got to the balloon, the boy wasn't there. The police searched all over, worried that he may have fallen out of the balloon during the flight. Someone had even reported seeing something fall from it while it was high in the air. News programs reported the events as they happened, and their viewers worried about the boy's fate. But later that afternoon, everyone was surprised to discover that the boy had been hiding in a cardboard box in a room above the garage at his home. He said that he had been hiding because his father was angry with him. Everyone was greatly relieved that the incident hadn't ended in tragedy, but instead had had a happy ending.